I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to JC and Me, a four-minute devotion. In Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 23, it is written, "There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side." As Christians, we know that our souls are eternal, and that when our bodies die, our eternal souls will either go to be with God or shall go to eternal torment without God. God in His Word refers to these two destinations as heaven and hell. There's no opting out of this. There's no choosing to sit on the sidelines. Those who pursue false religions, create idols, or who choose to reject Christ are dooming themselves by turning their backs on Christ's saving grace. However, it is never too late in this life for someone to give their heart to Christ, provided it is given with sincerity. Sincere in that we do not put conditions on receiving it either. God loves us all and wants us all to be with Him. He extends to each and every one of us the free will to make the decision to bring our faith. If we truly receive Christ in our hearts as our Lord and Savior, we have God's assurance that we cannot be unsaved. However, salvation is not about going through the motions and doing deeds. It is about transformation and who we become in Christ. We are not saved by a life of deeds and obedience. We are saved for a life of deeds in obedience. Christ's salvation is not achieved, it is received. The Holy Spirit tells us in the Holy Bible multiple times and very clearly that we are not justified by our deeds. We are only justified by our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. For those who reject Christ, no good deeds will get you into heaven. And for those saved in Christ, no amount of sin will keep you out of heaven, provided that you sincerely receive Him as Lord and Savior. This reality angers and threatens many non-Christians, understandably. But we respect it as we believe that God is sovereign. And it offers us assurance that God does not give up on us when we fall short of His will. God loves us so much that He has told us that it is never too late to come to Christ. When we are saved in Christ, we will repent of our sins, past, present, and future. He will always forgive our sins so long as we sincerely live for Him. Our lives become euphoric as the Holy Spirit works within us and through us. Bless you, Heavenly and loving Father. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who shed His blood on the cross for the remission of our sins. We give our lives to You, Lord, and ask that You come into our hearts, that we may live with You eternally. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thank you for listening to this four-minute devotion on JC and Me.